And it's time once again for your comments. Many of you wrote in to ask a question about our interview with former CIA Director George Tenet. Jerry Connard of Corvallis, Oregon asks, why doesn't anybody ask Tenet why they totally ignored the UN inspectors' reports? He writes, the inspectors were on the ground in Iraq and could find no evidence of weapons of mass destruction.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly actually did ask that question. We didn't play the answer last week, so here it is.
Well, why was that disregarded?
Yeah, well, it's not disregarded. First of all, the inspection regimes themselves had eroded considerably over the course of time. We didn't have any time anywhere access. We were limited to sites that we'd previously visited. Nobody believed that we were going to find things at sites that the Iraqis had previously declared to the UN. So tell me something we don't know. The question ultimately is, if you believed, as we believe, that he was deceived and hiding and doing all, where is this stuff? Okay, so it's not a question of not factoring it in. It's not a question of, you know, having a terrible, you know, in fact, I thought we had a pretty good relationship with the UN and supporting them. But that's not how Iraq worked, Mary Louise.
Former CIA Director George Tenet. Now, our interview with honeybee specialist Dr. May Berenbaum drew sharp criticism from listeners last week. We were talking about the mysterious disappearance of honeybees across much of America. At the end, I asked Ms. Berenbaum if, while studying this phenomenon, scientists ever told bee jokes.
Tom O'Neill wrote from Rochester, Minnesota, to say Mr. Inskeep trivialized what might be an ecological crisis.
Ruth Sharnow wrote to accuse me of making light of stressed bees all over the world.
We also received a note from Jim Parham, who says he's a beekeeper. He also warned that the story is very serious, but could not resist making a pun of his own. His letter begins, "Be careful what you joke about."
Now we have some corrections this morning. In a story on the last known maker of traditional bows and arrows in Beijing, we misidentified the type of weapon being crafted. We called it a compound bow. Philip Letier in Chester, Virginia, was incensed. He writes, to an archer, this is a gross mistake. And he explains that compound bows are a strictly modern construction using a cable and pulley system that was probably invented in the 1960s.
And in our Climate Connections story on drivers in England, we said the cost of filling up there was the equivalent of about $10 a gallon. But all gallons are not created equal. In the UK, they use imperial gallons, which are bigger than ours, at 4.5 liters. American gallons are about 3.8 liters. So if you do the math, the price of petrol in London translates to about $7.50 per American gallon. Nicole Feist in New York City caught the error and said, I agree that Americans need to find ways to get better gas mileage, but switching to larger gallons is not the way to do it.
Whatever your units of measurement, you can keep writing in at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.